Oh, you got a phone.
Well, now my watch syncs up here.
Just read it to find it.
Well, we will call our March meeting to order. And we have Supervisor Poole, Supervisor Elmore, Supervisor Leonard, and the governor.
Thanks.
That's it for the committee. So the first thing we'll have here is approval of the minutes from the previous meeting.
Motion approved.
Second.
Supervisor Fetter, second by Supervisor Poole. Any questions, comments? You can governance, you in favor?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Minutes are approved. Chairman, committee member, supervisor, supervisor. I don't have a whole lot here this meeting. You've got, everything's been operating very smoothly. We, you know, got some new projects that we're working on that you'll hear about from facilities and from Ray this evening. I see the parks people most every day, and they're doing all their normal, getting equipment ready and things. A little bit of snow blowing, but not a whole lot. I guess tomorrow we get a little slop in the morning. But otherwise, I don't have anything to report on. Any supervisors? You the governor? So we'll move on to citizens' comments, and I it's a formality here. Any citizens that would wish to speak would have 5 minutes. I see none. So we'll move right on to highways, Mr. Sipsman.
And on the maintenance side, we probably got another 6 weeks or so that we'll stay in winter maintenance mode. On the project side, lots of activity going on, getting ready for the summer. The highway end, Des Plaines River Bridge reconstruction project bids will be open tomorrow. We have two state-funded resurfacing projects that are being advertised beginning this week. One on Highway E from I-94 to Highway EA, the other on Highway C from Highway 45 to Highway U. The County Trunk Highway EZ reconstruction project in the Village of Pleasant Prairie is scheduled to begin late March or early April. So lots of prep work being done for the summer already. One other project I wanted you to be aware of is that for many years we've been lobbying pretty hard to build a public walking path somewhere around this facility, and we think using some repurposed materials and some new materials, we think that this spring we can finally get that accomplished. And it would just be a gravel path, but it would be about a 1 mile loop around this facility, and I know we can get that accomplished relatively inexpensively. And like I say, it's been years where people have been asking for something out here, so wanted to let you know that I think we should be able to get that accomplished this spring once the weather gets better. And that was all I had.
I have one question. You don't have to get into real depth about it, but I was going up 83 today, and we were out there grinding. So I was wondering, how did we decide, you know, for this time of year, I know there's frost and things, and then after, when I was to the part that we hadn't done yet, geez, you were bouncing in a pickup truck. So how did you identify those spots, and then how do you mark that off for the guys on the machine?
Yeah, the DOT representative in this area marked, he had previously recorded areas that were already heaved before the winter frost started. So he, based on those records, were hitting those spots first and then trying to get the worst of it out of there. And then when the frost comes out, we'll reevaluate it again.
It's really nice already.
Is that good?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Yeah, it's just awful, and it's not, some of it is because of the frost, but a lot of it is just some a lot of different type of settling that was a result of a project that the state had done there a number of years ago.
This is 83 north of 50, headed out to Burlington.
Yeah, I hadn't seen the end result of the milling, so I'm glad it's working out.
Well, you can tell it right away. Because it was fairly smooth but dusty when I was on the first part. When I got past, I said, geez, I wonder why they're doing this today. And then all of a sudden, that's why they're out there.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Good.
Any questions for Gary from that? Mr. Rudy, we'll go on to Parks.
For the Pringle Nature Center, they seem to be sending all their reports and financials about quarterly, so every so often you get this huge packet with all of their stuff attached. Out at Katy Park, I know Chairman Elberman was out there. There was a snowmobile that we had heard went through the ice 3 years ago out there, and I know the dive teams looked for it but could never find it. Well, about the first part of February, an ice fisherman dropped his camera right down, and the only thing he saw was Yamaha. So then he called us, and he marked the spot, and we went out. And so the DNR was able to drop their camera down and read the registration numbers and figure out who belonged to it, and called them and gave them until March 1st to get it out. So they had a company out of Illinois come up and retrieve it for them. I attached one picture of the sort of an airboat thing with a crane on it. It took them a while, but they got it out of there, so that's all good. The project list, the only thing really new to report on the Kemper Center project parking lot reconstruction is that once we were all said and done with the city permits, it amounted to about a $10,000 increase in the cost of the project. We do have a meeting scheduled for March 11th with the contractor, and I think they're hoping to start somewhere around the end of March with the underground or the storm sewer and the lighting, and they figure that it'll be sometime in June when that's wrapped up then with the both parts. Grandale lift station, nothing changes there. Pretty much again, just waiting for the weather to break. Kemper pier removal, no change to what I reported before on that. The roof for the Fox River storage building, we quoted it, and the price was still too high. So we put it out to bid to get people to be a little bit more competitive. The Emerald Ash Tree, nothing really moving there. We're just waiting for next winter to start removal. Ho-Chunk property, the council only meets once a year, and I believe that's coming up here in April, so hopefully we'll hear some. The Bristol Town Hall, we did just hear back from John McCabe late last week, and he had some discussions with Linda Valentine and somebody else, and as far as we know right now, that's just on hold, this whole thing, until we sit down and discuss it again with the town hall. So I think the kind of the plans that he did want to go forward with, he hit some sort of a speed bump. So we'll have to figure out what that is and then move on with that. The Petrifying Springs Memorial, I have been told the feds approved the cannon, but again, nobody's told me where to go get it and given me the paperwork to. So, and that's where we're at.
Any questions for Janet? Yes.
Will the Kemper Center parking lot be able to be used during the next 3 months? Or parking lot of Kemper Center?
Will Kemper parking lot be able to be used for the next 3 months? You know, prior to?
Yeah.
At some point, it's probably going to have to get...
I would say maybe in May is where it'll actually have to be closed a little bit around the end of May for to grind it and repave it. But they'll do the underground and backfill right away so it can still be used. And then at that point, we'll put temporary parking out in that soccer field and mark it all out so everybody can park out there.
Thanks. Nothing else? Thank you, John.
Okay.
Well, we've been real successful in the clubhouses the last couple of months, booking outings and booking leagues. I'm real happy to report that we have four new leagues starting. The Case League is going to start at Petrifying Springs on Tuesday afternoons. We got Insinkerator and Sam Perry and one other Wednesday daytime league that's 18 holes. So we got four new leagues this year, so that's great news. We've been able to rebook quite a few of our outings, have a couple new outings. We had a charity outing that was looking forward to putting an outing together, and then there was a UW Parkside student that was looking to put an outing together, and so we kind of married them up and paired them, and now they're having their outing together, and we have a lot greater chance of success with that outing. And it's going to be in early April 25th, so thinking outside the box, we're really putting a lot of events together. We're having an event a month, a couple in May, so we're having our calendar of events updated on the website, and so we're trying to do everything we can at this time of the year to be successful this season, so I was pretty happy about that. We went to the Chicago Golf Show this last weekend. We gave over 3,000 coupons away, a lot of outing inquiries, some season pass inquiries, so some play and stay. We are talking with the Hampton Inn in Burlington. That's probably the closest hotel to Brightondale, so we're talking about some play and stay reciprocation between us and them. A lot of good things that happened at the golf show. The websites are all gone through. We've updated everything on there. I'm real happy to report that our database is over 16,000 people in our email blast capabilities. We're also going to be working with the local newspaper and doing some digital advertising and real cutting-edge advertising that I feel. And they're going to have a couple hundred thousand impressions on the internet for us, and we're going to do an email blast over 50,000 people there. So we're hoping that that all brings new people to us. And projects that we're working on, we've purchased 78 new golf cars and 4 new utility vehicles. We'll have 144 cars at Brightondale and 64 at Pets after this purchase. We're having the deep well looked at and renovated at Brightondale. That's something that's been on our radar ever since we started the renovation process. We're putting in new variable drives at the Pets pump house. Roger from CTW was there today getting started on that. We're going to be updating some of the new, with some new products in the sewer treatment plant. We're thinking Ahern Company is going to be doing that. So, and the RFP for the food and beverage, we just got one response today, so we'll be going through that, evaluating it, and it was the same person that had put in for the opportunity the last 2 years and was not accepted for his proposal. So we don't know how that's all going to shake out until we look it over real quick.
Very good. Any questions for Dan? Comments? Thank you, Dan. Mm-hmm. So facilities now, we'll start with Mike.
At Brookside, we got the therapy tub install. Two of them are pretty much done.
The third tub we just received Friday. We had plumbers and tilers working Friday and today, getting everything done. We expect that project to be done about mid-March at the latest. At the detention center, got the carousel project. It's completed as of February 9th. So right after the last meeting, it was about a week, and then it was done. So for all intents and purposes, it's done. Sheriff's Department has requested a quote to add a second control switch for start-stop. In the room, there's two doors, and the COs can come in one door where the original switch is, and then there's another door that they'd like to use for a switch location also. So we're getting costs on that to see what they want to do.
Are they using the thing?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet, yeah. They still have to get, I believe, the bags that the property goes in. They get them up. But as far as facility is concerned, it's done.
But they're not against it?
No, not at all. No, not really going well. And then the last thing is, did everybody get the letter about the van in their information packet?
Yes.
So everybody read it? So basically, we need a vehicle for our trade guy. The Sheriff's Department has got a conveyance van that they are retiring and we'll have a new one that came in with their fleet, and that would normally go to auction, so they've offered it to us. And this is basically just asking permission from you guys to take that into our, I guess, our fleet,
right,
and use that as opposed to buying a new one.
Yeah, we don't need any action on that, I don't believe. We don't need a resolution or anything.
It's just, we now send it to the Finance Committee, as
right.
I understand.
So we can recommend it, though, possibly a motion to recommend that from this committee.
Motion to recommend the transfer of the van to public works.
Second.
Move to second. Any discussions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The governance is aye. Okay, so there we go. That's it. So now, Frank.
And this is pretty easy, too.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman. Like I said, the old 60th Street, I can report the new tower is working very well. I was at the communications meeting just last week, and they're happy with it. But as far as the old tower, we're going to have a meeting actually on Wednesday regarding starting to set up demoing of the concrete pads that were left over at the old site. And restoring that landscaping and taking out the curb and apron, and when the weather will allow this spring. Any questions on that issue? The K-Cab restoration, there's a few punch list items they're working on. The big thing we have coming up is the startup and commissioning of the air conditioning system, which we've got scheduled for March 23rd. We want to get all of the little punch list items taken care of there. Also, one of them was during their cleanup, they scratched some of the windows on the first floor, and it's a multi-step process of buffing that out and bringing that back. So we're really pushing hard to get that all done by the 23rd. We're hoping that whole process of the buffing of the windows, taking out the scratches, cannot, when it gets really cold, the buffing, compound and stuff. So Mother Nature's kind of holding us up a little, but we're still hopeful to get it all taken care of. Any questions on KCAB restoration? Okay, next item. The building demolitions, the old unemployment building, the Zanani building, and the house we bought out by Brookside. The bids did go out ahead of time, and the bids are due to come back next Tuesday, March 10th. We had a very good turnout. We had five companies show up. So we've been getting some very good questions. They're very helpful.
Great.
Any questions? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Very good. The janitor is going to be here. So, great.
We'll move on to some updates on, well, first of all, there's from a position standpoint, we did launch the ads for the assistant to John, the assistant parks director, and the assistant highway director 2 weeks ago, I think it is now, about 10 days anyways. So we got those launched. I think we're open for at least another week, and then we'll start that process. No rush to replace either one of these guys, but by the same token, we needed to at least start to move on the process, the recruitment process. So that's been launched. Brookside, we have weeding meetings once or twice a week with the architects, various design engineers as well. Process is working very well. The staff is kind of thrilled because we've engaged all of the key departments at Brookside in the actual planning process. So they're literally, we're getting to tape out like rooms on the floor so they can see exactly how rooms are going to be laid out and how things are going to function. And we've made quite a few adjustments to some of the concepts at this stage. So the planning process continues. We put out our request for proposals for construction managers a few weeks ago. Those closed not last Friday, but the Friday before. We had interviews last week. We're hoping to name a construction manager in the next, I'm hoping by the end of this week, but next week for sure. We want to select a construction manager for that project. Jim and I are going through all of the financial things just to kind of make sure everything is organized and we have a real clear understanding of exactly where everything's at. So we're just kind of keep moving forward with that whole planning process. Those are the big things that we're working on right now. So that's pretty much it for me, Mr. Chairman.
Doesn't we just have to deal with... I think everybody also got that information talking about the FICA contributions for part-time people, so we have a resolution there. Jim, are you going to just run through
I that? Just had some extra information if anybody wanted it, but there was some, we handed out the resolution. Attached to the back of it was language that Mr. Rito would like to put into the personnel manual, and I don't know how much people know about this bike alternate plan, but certain types of employees in a municipal government or any entity that has the proper agreement with the Social Security Administration, the county does. If you're a certain type of employee, in our case, part-time, seasonal, temporary people, they can not contribute to Social Security and instead contribute to one of these FICA alternative plans. They contribute 7.5% of their salary pre-tax. They do not contribute to 6.2% post-tax Social Security, so it's about a wash on their paychecks. And the county does not have to pay their 6.2%. That's where the real savings comes from. We did a calculation based on what the county had spent for FICA for these eligible employees. It's part-time seasonal people from parks and golf, bailiffs, some drivers, some nurses that fall into this category, and last year's number was over a little over 60,000. So we're conservatively estimating, and a lot of it's parks and golf, we're conservatively estimating that the county could save 50 grand implementation of this plan. And you have to be a seasonal type employee and not qualify for WRS, and money comes right out of people's paychecks. The only thing the county has to do is withhold that money and send it into the plan administrator. And participants will earn 1%, or it's a small amount, but they get the money back if they leave. If you're in Social Security and you aren't making very much money, but you're contributing to Social Security as a young person would or as a retiree would, you are not going to get any benefit from that Social Security. The way our Social Security is calculated, they take your 35 highest years of pay, and that goes into their formula. So if you're 18, 19 years old, working at the parks part-time, this is not going to be one of your 35 highest years of pay, so you can bank that money and take it out when you leave out of the plan, or you can roll it into another kind of a plan. Or if you're retired like a bailiff and they're taking FICA out of your check, it's not doing you any good, so you might as well have the money. So that's the way these plans work. Not a lot of people have heard about them. They are legal. The city of Kenosha does it for some of their employees. There's a lot of municipalities that have this thing going. We interviewed pretty much in depth one service provider, and then I just double checked with another service provider to see where they were at, and they were in the neighborhood. We came in, had him come in, and he's been here a couple times. We have spoken to the personnel department. That's why Mr. Real's here. We've had the legal department review all the documents. We've had buy-in from the judges, the head judge, from the public works people, Ray, Dan, John. We talked to the people who do the nurses at Brookside. I talked to Becky Mataska from the court. So everybody thinks that this is a good idea. That's about it. In order to start the process, we very much are looking for your approval, and then it goes to finance and to the county board. Can you add something here, Bob?
Your presentation was perfect. It's just a win-win. It's great for the employees. It's good for the county. It fits nicely into the policy and procedure manual. We're going to put it under as the point after WRS, and it's the perfect place to do that for the board. So we are 100% in favor of it. It's just good for our employees. And we're in favor of anything that's good for our employees.
I have one question. In the manual here, there are the policies you're going to put in. Who is eligible? And I already talked to Jim about this. Does any employee that does not qualify for WRS? So is there a dollar amount that they have to make to qualify for WRS?
No, it's a number of weeks of work.
I got you.
$1,200.
Okay, I was going to say, because how do we qualify? Because I'm contributing.
Yeah, it's $1,200. So it used to be $600, and then since Act 10 is $1,200.
Okay. That's my only question. Boyd, anything? Yeah.
Just wanted to let you know, I think it's a great idea.
Well, give Jim all the credit. He came up with the idea.
Somebody, Mr. Gearson, put me onto it. He says, somewhere I've heard about something like this. Would you look into it? And this was about a year ago, so.
Oh, saving of $50,000 and freeing up
good thing.
And freeing up the money for these people too.
Yeah.
So we do need a motion on this. It's a resolution.
Motion to approve resolution.
Second.
Supervisor Frederick's motion, second by Supervisor Poole. Any further discussion? If not, do the governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
So it's carried. We have an original though.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. So with that, Bob, thanks for coming.
Thank you. Appreciate your support.
Sorry we held you so long.
Oh, no, you couldn't even. This is great. I'm Jerry Rose about this.
No, because then I'd get a 20-minute answer. And Jerry's my attorney and friend. I want Jerry when I do it. anything else from anybody? Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Is it cool? We're busy. All in favor for adjournment?
Aye.
Thank you all for being here.